In this week's parasha, we find one of the most powerful, one of the most challenging mission statements given to the Jewish people. Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to make the following declaration to Klal Yisrael. Ve'atam tiyu li, and you shall be to me, Mamleches Kahanim ve'Goy Kodesh, a kingdom of Kahanim and a holy nation. What does this phrase mean exactly? So the Sefarno explains. Just as the Kahanim are the leaders and the role models and the bond that connects the Jewish people to Hashem, so too every Jew, all of us, are Mamleches Kahanim, a nation of Kahanim as it pertains to the rest of the nations. We are the role models in the sense that we are tasked in living life in the most ethical manner, so that the other nations of the world can emulate our behavior. The Jewish people are known around the world as God's chosen people. We say every morning, Asher bachabanu mekalo amim, v'nasa lanu esterase. Being given the Torah emphasized the responsibility of every member in Klal Yisrael to have an effect not only on other Jews, but on non-Jews as well. The responsibility of each Jew is the goal to change the world for the better, and making the world a realm where holiness can be expressed. Speaking of being a Mamleches Kahanim, I once heard this wonderful idea. We're all familiar with the word Maaser. Maaser comes from the Hebrew word Eser, 10. A farmer must separate 10% of his produce and give it to the Levi. This tenth is called Maaser Rishon, the first Maaser. But he's not done yet. The farmer also must give Truma to the Kohen. And in the year 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, he gives 10% to the Ani, called Maaser Ani. And in the other years, years 1, 2, 4, and 5, he also gives Maaser Sheni, which he separates 10% of his produce, and he and his family eat it within the confines of Yerushalayim. So we understand that we have to give Truma to the Kohen. They are the ones serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And Maaser Rishon to the Levi, because the Levim do not have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. They had no fields, they had no crops. Maaser Ani is essentially tzedakah for the poor. But Maaser Sheni, eating 10% of his produce in Yerushalayim, why was that necessary? What's the difference where the farmer eats it? So I heard this beautiful idea. The reason Yisrael had to separate Maaser Sheni and bring it up to Yerushalayim, it's to remind him that he's also a Kayan. He took his entire family along with him to remind them that they are also Kahanim. Ta'atam tiyu li mamleches Kahanim. We are a nation of Kahanim. We are all special. All of Klal Yisrael is tasked with the mission of being role models for the rest of the world. Rabbi Wallerstein Zatzal once said this incredible story. Every year, a Rebbe of 7th grade boys in Brooklyn gave a major test on the Gemara that the children learned that year. The day of the test arrived, and there was great trepidation in the class. A boy by the name of Yankee, who never did well in class, was sitting unusually calm in his seat. The Rebbe handed out the papers, and the test began. And every so often, Yankee took out a piece of paper from his pocket, he glanced at it, and he put it right back. And the Rebbe was incensed, but he decided not to say anything. He knew that Yankee was not the smartest boy in the class, but he was very sincere. So after the class, the Rebbe approached him and he asked him, "So Yankee, how well do you think you did on the test?" And he said, "Rebbe, I think I did very well." And the Rebbe said, "I'm looking through your test right now, and it looks like for the first time ever, you got 100 on your test." Then he asked Yankee, "Let me ask you a question. I observed where every few minutes you pulled a piece of paper out of your pocket and were looking at it. What was that all about?" And he said, "Rebbe, just last week was PTA, and in the report card that you handed to my father, you wrote, 'Yankee's cheerful demeanor and friendly personality makes him a class leader. With his effort and enthusiastic learning, he will grow up to be a big Talmud Chacham.' I made a copy of your comment, and I carry around that piece of paper with me wherever I go. And every time I'm about to give up, I take that piece of paper out of my pocket and I read it. And it gives me the confidence and the courage to keep on trying even harder. Because Rebbe, if you believe in me, then I believe in myself as well." And the Rebbe was stunned. He realized that whenever Yankee felt flustered and insecure about an answer, he read the note and it calmed him. We are all Mamleches Kahanim. We all have great potential. Every person, every Jewish child has latent greatness coursing through their veins. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
ואתם, ואתם יהיו לי, יהיו לי לכם. אוי אני, יהיו לי, יהיו לי ממלכת. Koi hani, the go, the voy, go, the do.